I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Don't check you.
Yeah.
Now I'm back on the crackhead diet.
Yeah. Well, you can lose weight that way.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Timmy. Appreciate it. Monty Poole coming up in 10 minutes. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the Golden State Warriors.
The Dubs!
And Warriors 3-1.
Three up, one down, baby.
Just said they were 3-1.
But I said it more cooler. Three up, one down, baby.
So if you do that, say more cool or cooler. But more cooler's grammatically incorrect.
That's what I do.
See, you got under my skin there.
Well, I'll tell you what got under my skin, Evan.
When you misinterpret. Oh,
you guys never just
mind.
Doing drive-bys on me yesterday. Please ignore me in the car.
And I thought we were very kind.
My brother, Evan, that's my dog, right? I'm rooting for him. I got stalking, no. Evan. He goes, Steiny, I hate to do this, but I'm going to put my guru cap on.
And then what did he do? Forget what he was going to say?
Now that hurt, too.
That's messed up.
He used nothing burger. But the way I'm driving, like, good God.
Well, you got to cite your sources.
I hate to put on the guru hat. Whoa, Evan. Norma's like, they like you, huh, son? Sometimes, man. Whoa. It was a slip. Yeah. That's all you can do. It's rough out here for Goo, man.
Nah, man. You got it lit.
You vote next Tuesday. Jim O'Leary.
Well, I can
Tuesday.
Vote right now. I got my ballot in front of me.
Who you voting for?
Secret ballot.
Yeah.
Why is that?
There's going to be drama.
Why is it such a sticky subject?
You know what? Yeah.
Who you vote for?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to. You have a choice to tell people or not. And either way, it's not a big deal.
It is because people judge you if you say who you vote.
Who cares?
Bosa's in
Stop
hot water.
Caring about
he's in
the
hot water. It's not about who he's affiliated with. You just keep it to yourself. They say, look, religion, politics, and sex, you don't talk about at work. There's a reason. I get that. It's divisive.
I might go viral.
What did he say about Bosa? We got a problem? Is that what you said?
I don't even want to go there. No, I was saying he was in hot water.
Everything.
Or what you deem hot water.
That's not hot water. These guys get criticized all the time.
Yeah. Well,
let's hope that blows over, though.
Well, the locker room is what you think about. Yep. Hey, that's a guy.
Yeah. Speaking of locker rooms, Jonathan Kuminga. I'm kidding. 5-1-0. Here we go. We'll get positive. Best thing. Energy and joy. Looks like they're having a good time out there. A positive regarding Kuminga. Did you see the smile on his face when he stole that ball and passed it to TJD for the... That was a nice pass to TJD for the dunk.
And I'll steal a line from Bonte. And I didn't believe he meant it when he said it. But Steiny, he's like, I don't care who starts. I care who ends, who finishes the game. But I feel like the players care. But at the end of the day, Jonathan Kuminga in a game he didn't start, it equated to the most minutes and most points he had on the young season.
888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about your Warriors fans? They're 3-1. Joe Lacob was pretty happy last night in the second half. Took a couple looks at him.
You talked to him?
Bunch of clenched fists. No. Huh.
Well, you're at the game. It's your guy.
Right, but I don't feel the need
I didn't
to
say,
intrude
did you stalk him?
Into every person's life that I know of.
Yeah,
I
mean, Joe?
Yeah, if you see him at an event, what up?
I didn't see him.
That's
I saw him from the second level. And I'm
what
not used to those seats.
What were you doing in the second level?
I was only there for a short period of time. Trust me.
Steiny, what happened?
Trust me.
He was slumming with me.
Oh, yeah.
I kept having company for the first half.
And then he said,
"I'm
out."
Melt a little bit.
What's that?
Why did I melt? My two guys at the game taking it in, because I've done that with Evan.
Yeah, we didn't talk a lot. We only said,
"You were watching hoop."
Yeah. It's, I like watching a game with Evan because he doesn't talk your ear off the whole game. Steiny, Kamenga, dunk.
I know you're not
Goo. I know Goo.
Oh my,
ha ha. Yeah, you don't have the ha ha. Kamenga does not have the ha ha.
Steiny did say that.
I'm thinking of Clinton Dix. Remember the old cornerback, ha ha, Clinton Dix?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do. That's not what you said. Ha.
All right, let's go to Morello.
Oh man,
he's in Petaluma.
I just retweeted him.
Why?
He said something provocative. Let's see if he. Well, what's up, Morello?
Twitter? Not for me. I'm sorry. I avoid
got the wrong guy, Goo.
But everything is swell, guys. Everything is swell. Happy early Halloween.
Damn it, man. Yeah. All right.
Happy early Halloween. Hey, Steiny, can we, before I go to my worst, can we risk one name out of the list that you were talking about? Please don't bring Zion Williams here. For every point he scores,
Williamson.
He allows 2.5 on the other way. Oh, my God, he's horrible on defense. Did you notice that Buddy Hield scored about 22 when they were involving Zion Williams on the act? So I'm good on him. But here's the thing, guys. I think there's a big audition going on here with this team.
Mm.
Outside of Draymond and Steph, I think there's – I'm on a day-to-day. I'm excited. I think we're going to get another dud today because Herbert Jones probably will be out and they have nobody that plays defense on that team. But one thing that I'm looking at, it's going to be there's a trade on the – if not a trade to get a big guy, at least a trade to give room for the guys that are flourishing, because I don't think it's a good idea to go into the playoffs with a 12-man rotation either. I think you need a 7.5, 8.5
rotation.
Yes,
get to the playoffs first.
Yeah. Morelli, it's early,
no,
though.
But I think, no, I'm confident, but I'm confident we're going. I just think that I don't see the 12 men playing. I see a trade coming, but I'm excited where we are. I think the young guys are contributing more than I expected, to be honest. So let's keep going. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Have a good rest of your day.
And real quick, Snotty, it wasn't an error. I have a Twitter follower named Morelli.
And well, that's different than Morello.
I thought it was him. And he just tweeted, and I retweeted, the underrated part of yesterday's win is that we don't give enough credit for Draymond or talk about it. He had energy yesterday, and when he gets a tech or ejected, we do a whole show on him. And that's why I retweeted, because Dray was, he was involved. I mean, he was going up against a bear. Zion's a bear. He can play on my team anytime in power
forward. Well, of course, because he's got the ha-ha.
Well, he had 31 of them.
Yeah.
Well, he was a minus 14, but everybody was.
Oh, that's a great question from the 408.
We'll decide.
I just did. I called it a great question. Would you rather go to a game with someone who cheers and screams all game or someone who doesn't say a word? I know where I'm at. Keep your mouth shut.
I'm with Leonis. Don't say a word.
That depends who's sitting next to me.
Well.
Depends who's sitting next to me. You know, sometimes I catch up with one of the big boys. Oh, you know who I saw last night?
Let me guess. Marcus Thompson.
I did, but that's not who I'm talking about.
Well, damn.
Evan, you know this guy. You booked him. Om Young-Masuk was at the game last night from ESPN, right?
He's very nice.
Yeah, he's cool.
Did you say he'd go up to him?
Of course. I did something that I should have done earlier and thanked him for coming on our show periodically.
I like that.
Yeah, he wrote actually a good story about...
so good, I don't...
Vibes? Was it about the vibes?
Yeah, and like the rotation and if the depth is sustainable.
Yeah. That's right.
Because that is the rat on the table. But if you take Kerr for his word with no trade, barring no trade, Steiny, I think this is a reality of the Young Warriors season. He's going to go 10 or 11. And like you said, guys are already out, the injury bug. So that takes care of itself. But, man, I just cannot believe this is the greatest win in the Young season. And the only reason it is, no Curry, no Wiggins, no Melton, and you're down 20 and come back and win by 18? Please.
925, Zion stinks. And Ingram would fit.
Okay. Ingram was in his bag, man. That dude can just. He's a baby Durant without the killer mentality.
This is where we got to set the record straight. Zion stinks. Ingram would fit better with the Warriors. Okay. Okay, so.
Zion's a bad dude.
So who's in New Orleans now? Is it David Griffin? It's some retread. Hey, Golden State, you can have Zion or Ingram. Who do you want? Oh, we'll take Ingram. Okay. Okay. You're taking Zion. Ray in Watsonville. How you doing?
No, he looks good.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Dynamite.
Hey, real quick. Waters last night, not only did he have the shot outside, but he also had 8 rebounds. And I think for Moses and for Jonathan, you know, I mean, I'm looking at this year as, you know what, you guys have already been there. What is this, their fourth year or third year? I think it's their fourth year.
For whom?
Yeah. For Kuminga and for Moses Moody.
This is their fifth year. This is their fifth year.
Fifth year? Okay, well, that speaks even louder then. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not worried about, you know, them playing. They should get it by now. And I like Moses the way he's playing. He's always hustled. He's always played. And I don't know why he hasn't been able to get on the court. But Kuminga, I mean, he's got to, I mean, I'm glad they didn't sign him only for the reason that I was hoping that he would show out. But we'll see how season, see where he's at. But I like when he came off the bench and how he performed and what he was doing. But the other guys that are coming in, I tell you, you know what? It's a night and day from last year, and I'm thinking that we're gonna, you know, all I want to do is get number 6. All right, maybe a little bit higher than that, but I don't want to play around with that playing game.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey guys, thanks for the talk.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ray. Thank you very much.
Beggars can't be choosers, but I hear him, Stoney. Obviously, Joe Lacob and company want that, but you just think about everything. I know we got Monty coming up at 12 here, but Stoney, you think about Curry's words in Vegas, his words about a healthy ego. Oh, some stuff was going on, and I just feel like that stuff is finally cleared out of their locker room, and hopefully it equates to more wins.
All right. Now don't just stop there. What's changed?
Guys with egos no longer in the jersey.
Give me the names.
Clay.
Oh.
One of them.
Oh. Yeah. That's how you become. Yeah. So Clay was a head case last year.
No,
question.
Please. You are such. Why? You work in the courtrooms.
I mean, you're not nobody Steph Curry. Like you, I get why Steph Curry can say, yeah, I like where we're at this year. A little better.
You can suck the positivity out of a room not being a jerk. Just with the silhouette of your person, people, they're on eggshells. I've worked with people like, boy, you know what I mean? Stoney is rough. Yeah.
But I find you can be more of a dark cloud, not only with just the silhouette, but by being vocal.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vocal.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Monty Poole joining us momentarily here on 95.7 The Game. He covers the Golden State Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. And
if you had to bet, Stoney, do you think any of the three that missed the game, Melton, we know Curry, not
Wiggins playing. Is going to play tonight.
You think so?
Yeah. Take it to the bank.
Kuminga come off the bench?
Bank.
That's what I want to take to the bank. Kuminga come off the bench or
Kuminga will come off the bench tonight. Take because they the still bank. Have the spacing issues if Steph's not there.
That could be a segment. Take it to the bank. And then you give a pick.
Sure. We could do something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Couple things here. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Monty Poole, Monty. NBC Sports Bay Area. And Monty, we've been talking about the Warriors for a couple hours today, and there's really two schools of thought. there are a lot of people that are excited about what they see, and they think that there's an energy and a vibe about this team that's positive. And then, of course, there's another side that says, you know, we've only played four games. Relax, it's a long season. There are going to be challenges ahead. What do you make of the first start, the first four-game start for the Warriors?
Well, I mean, I think there's merit to both those two schools of thought. You're right. It's only been four games, and, you know, three of those games are against teams that – well, the first two against teams that are not going to be anywhere near the playoffs, Utah and Portland. The Clippers are going to drop. They were, what, four seed last year? They're bound to drop, and I say that because Kawhi Leonard is a question mark on a regular basis these days. And so James Harden can only go so far with that squad. Ty Lue's a great coach, but they lost that game. So they come back and they win a game against the Pelicans, who, you know, they're missing a couple of guys. Dejounte Murray's not there. Trey Murphy's not there. So they're down a couple of guys, too. Yeah, and the Warriors are down two key guys. But the other side of that, the other school is that, yeah, they should be excited because the vibe is really positive. And a game like last night was a game where, you know, after we've seen a lot of Warriors teams over the years, after one quarter, they were down 17. And there are a lot of games we've seen over the years where, well, that's it. It's over. Instead, these guys came back over the final three quarters and laid a serious whipping on the Pelicans. And so it speaks to their heart, their desire to play. And when Steve Kerr says, hey, I'm going to play everybody, then you know everybody's engaged. And he actually does it. You see, everybody's engaged. And when everybody's engaged, everybody wants minutes. Everybody wants to play. So they know when they go out there, if they don't show well, there's somebody else coming right behind you and you can take a seat. So you saw that last night, I thought. They're like, okay, no Wiggs, no Steph. Okay, what are we going to do? And they got it done. So you have every reason to be excited about that.
Yeah, no doubt. Always a pleasure, Monty. A new season. Without the totality of the game, can you just walk us through Monty Poole's real time? Because you just said it. When I saw no Wiggins, no Curry, and no Melton, I'm like, Kuminga. But when you got that news he wasn't starting, Monty, how did you – what was your first initial thoughts?
It made sense to me. You know, I know how much spacing matters in today's NBA. And, you know, here's what I thought. And we talked about this on our podcast at Dubs Talk the day before, saying that Moses Moody would be a good call to start because aside from Buddy, Steph, and Wiggs, Moses is the only guy hitting threes.
Wow.
So you kind of need him. You know, at that point through three games, Kuminga was one of nine. Pajimski was one of 14. And so I couldn't imagine Steve Kerr putting a lineup out there with both Pajimski and JK out there. Mm. And I figured he had to go with Pajimski at the point. So you go with BP at the point, and if you go with him at the point and you go with JK at the three, you have JK, Draymond, Trace, and Pajimski. Those four guys combined have hit four threes all year.
Yeah, damn.
You got no spacing. You got no spacing. So what did Steve do? He said, okay, I'm going to put Buddy in for Wiggs, which I was a little surprised by that, but I get it. You know, spacing. And put Moses in for JK. I totally get that. So it didn't look great, kind of clunky, but I got the idea behind it. And then you saw in the second half he flipped Buddy and Lindy Waters.
Yep.
Lindy Waters started the second half, and Buddy was back into his customary six-man role, and he lit it up.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game, covers the Golden State Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. Monty, like, you know, there's a lot of good vibes around the team, but, you know, we got Kuminga who didn't get the extension, and that's just a fact, and that's something that both sides are going to have to deal with. He's probably going to start if they're healthy. If they're not, maybe not. How do you think this ends up with Kuminga?
I think really it's this year is like a sort of an audition. You know, you got 3 years with JK and they still don't know what the ceiling is. You know, there are nights when you say, wow, JK is really good. There are nights you go, oh, regression, you know? And so the key to me is that they need to see him do two things. They need to see him get comfortable shooting threes and making them at a decent clip. I don't mean 40%, but 36, 37, somewhere in there. Because if you're going to put Draymond and Trace out there, you can't have a third. You can't have three guys that are quote unquote non-shooters. You can't do it in today's NBA when most teams have four, and Boston has five shooters. So that, to me, it leaves him as a man without a position almost, because he still doesn't have the skills to be a good three yet. He's not big enough and strong enough to be a four. So where does he go? So you got to handle the ball as a three, and you got to be able to shoot the three and space the floor. So I think, you know, yeah, JK, you know, last night he took a couple of threes, you know, and he made one, at least one went in, I think. So you look at that and you're thinking, if, and that's what he worked on all summer, is his three. That was one of the things he worked on. And then he comes out and he rarely takes it, and only made one going into last night's game. So I just think that this year, if JK shoots threes at a decent clip, and again, mid to high 30s, 37% would be great for them, I think. Just enough to make a defense react to him behind the arc and handles the ball decently and makes decent decisions, I think they'll welcome him back. Now, how much will they pay him? Well, that depends. The four guys, the guys who got max deals out of his draft class are all guys their teams have identified as cornerstones.
Yeah.
They've already said that. Franz Wagner, you're a guy, you know. We're going to keep you around. Kate Cunningham, you're going to be our guy. You're going to keep you around. Evan Mobley, we're going to keep you around. Scottie Barnes, we're going to keep you around. We know you are one of our guys. The Warriors still don't 100% know that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be one of their future all-stars. They don't know. They think he can be, but they don't know. They're not confident he's going to be. And that's why, you know, they can't give him a max deal. You can't. You couldn't. The other guys are all starters and big parts of their team.
Man,
JK has been in and out of the lineup. Last year, there were times when he sat on the bench. So they're still trying to figure out where he can go. And this year is a huge year for him. He wants to get paid. He's got to be really good, and he's got to be able to show those strides in terms of three-point shooting and handling the ball and decision-making.
No doubt, Monty. That's good stuff. I'm rooting for the kid, and we'll all watch it play out. I know you're from Oakland. I don't have to tell you, but there's a saying in the street, put respect on somebody's name. In this instance, I'm going to switch out name for game. And I do wonder, Monty, if the average fan knew just how good of a shooter Buddy Hield is. And obviously, Clay left, and when he left, I was thinking 38, 40% from three. But it's early. But it's been a seamless fit for him with this Warrior system. I mean, am I crazy to think this possibly could keep up when you think about 500 threes more than anybody else over the last 5 years? I'm excited for Buddy in this offense.
Yeah, you know, when the Warriors, when Clay left, you couldn't do any better to replace him. And I say replace him loosely, but you couldn't do any better as a guy coming in than Buddy.
Mm.
You know, you're talking about the guy who's made the most threes over the last 3 years. And so the top three guys in three-point makes over the last few years, Buddy, Steph, Clay. You know, and so that was a home run to me in the sense that you're paying Buddy a lot less than you were going to pay, than Clay was asking for. And really, if you look at his history, kind of has, you can say he's earned a lot of that. But Buddy has been a 40% shooter for his career from three, and for most of his career, he has been the number one three-point shooter on his team. Even when he wasn't starting in Philly, you know, he was still the – a three-point ace. When he was in Indiana, same thing. And so, Buddy, I talked to Buddy when he first got the signed with the Warriors back in the summer, and he talked about the space he expects to see this year playing alongside Steph. And they haven't played together a lot, but they will. And so, Buddy becomes now the number two guy on the scouting report. You know, you look at the scouting, okay, Steph is always going to be number one because he's Steph. And that, and Buddy is in the Clay role, and Clay got space because of Steph. Buddy and Clay play a similar game in the sense that they both do a lot of road work on the court. I checked the numbers a couple of months ago, and Buddy is a high mileage guy. When you look at miles per game a guy runs, Buddy is always in the top five almost every year. He's a guy you see. So you watch him now, you rarely see him walking around the court. He's running. And Clay was like that early in his career. So you're seeing that. I think Buddy and Steph combined can shoot easy, go get to 500 threes if they stay healthy. Easy.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game. What are you hearing on Steph? He's obviously not going to play tonight, and then they don't play again until Saturday, which starts a road trip. But I guess a couple questions is, how's he doing? And then B, because of the way they're going to try to play this year, can they be more conservative with Steph and Wiggins and Draymond if they're nicked up a little bit?
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, you know, Wiggins, we don't know if he'll play tonight. He's a big blow because Wiggins, as you said, I mean, he's off to a great start, you know. And so you look at Steph and Wiggs out, I think maybe a little bit. I mean, they kind of got one last night. If they can sweep this two-game set, I mean, that's a huge win for them, especially if Wiggins doesn't play again, you know. So, but when they go on the road, I think the hope for them is that Steph can come back sometime next week. I don't think they're expecting him to play on in Houston on Saturday. But once they get past that, you know, they've got the Wizards, they got the Celtics next week. You know, they got some toughies. So I think they're hoping that Steph will be back, you know, with that 10-day frame. And so, you know, you're looking at, yeah, sometime early next week or middle of next week, and they're hoping. And from what I'm hearing, they're optimistic that it's possible. But I think once he gets reevaluated tomorrow, we'll have a better idea of just, you know, where he is, whether he's days away. I'd be surprised if he's like, oh, he's going to need two more weeks. But I wouldn't be surprised if they say, he needs another week.
Hey, Monty, Stoney and I were just talking about Pods' game and his desire and intensity or whatnot. Not just, you've seen a lot of hoopers. How would you describe his game? And is there anything he's doing? I know it's early on. I mean, I'm looking at improved footwork and the rebounding and his size, but I'm just like, have you seen a guy like him in the past?
You know, and the guy who he reminds me most of is in the Hall of Fame, and that's Manu Ginobili.
Mm.
You know, you watch Pods around the court, and he runs around like Manu did. You know, he's all over the place, and he's in the way, and he's doing unorthodox stuff that helps his team. And Manu Ginobili wasn't a huge scorer, but he could score. He wasn't a huge playmaker, but he made plays. But he was someone, when you were playing against Manu, you knew you were playing against a competitor. You know, he was giving it all. And you see that with Pods. You know, the charge taking gets, you know, a lot of conversation, but it's all a part of him saying, I want to do whatever it takes to win. And that's how Manu was, you know, for those Spurs teams. He was a third guy, and similar, they're built similarly. You know, Manu wasn't a great shooter. Pods should be a better shooter, but we haven't always seen that. But that's the one guy I look at when I see Pods running around on the court like a crazy man. I'm thinking, it's like Manu. You know, I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I'm saying that's what it reminds me of in terms of style of play, you know, left-handed stuff, you know. And so it's kind of like that's the guy I think of.
Man. Monty Poole, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it, as always.
Yes, sir. We see you guys later. Take care.
All right, that's Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands. Guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop.
I got two things for you real quick just off of what he said, obviously. But, damn, Manu, that's a great comp. I mean,
that's a gutsy comp.
That's a gutsy comp. But he said in the Hall of Fame, I go, where's he going? But I'm not mad at that. But I'm trying to go back in my mind when it was announced they got Buddy Hield. Stoney, did you think then it was a perfect fit for what you could get and what's out there to kind of replace Clay? Because now it fit. Go ahead.
They had to get shooting in here,
man.
And boy. I mean, he can shoot it. There's no doubt he can. He can absolutely shoot it. I'm sticking up for Monty here.
Okay.
Because who does he remind you of? You know what? He does remind me a little bit of Manu Ginobili. Doesn't mean I'm saying he's making the Hall of Fame.
Well, right.
It means. Right. They're both, what does it mean? They're both left-handed. They're both really tough players.
Man.
We'll see if Pajemski can, you know, be as tough as Ginobili over the course of a 15-year career. You know, Ginobili wasn't a great shooter. Pods isn't a great shooter. But both of them are competitive, and they do have some similarities. If Brandon Pajemski can be 2/3 of Ginobili?
Man.
I think you take that.
No,
3/4, you take that. But yeah, I absolutely see some similarities in their games. But I'm going to stay away from the part of Pajemski's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm that's just, not what Monty was saying.
No obviously. Doubt. It was a compliment in itself. But I'm watching that game last night and 18 shots. That tied for the team lead with Buddy Hield, Stoney. But never once did I think Pods had attempted them any field goals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I actually thought a little bit different. But
which is what?
I thought he took a lot of shots. I thought he was... he's not afraid to get shots up.
No doubt. And he told us in the summer they told him to let it fly.
Well, but the thing about it with Pajemski for me is it's not just, he's not afraid to get shots up. Like, he can get shots up. But to me, the thing about Pajemski is, and this is what I like about him and it's what I don't like about him, is I do feel sometimes like he feels like he's got to be involved in every single play as either a finisher, a passer, make the defensive play. I think once he... plays in the league a longer period of time, he's going to pick his spots a little more. But the
I like that.
Small potatoes.
What if I told you I want number 22 to
22.
Wiggins.
What if I'm terrible with numbers.
What if I wanted Wiggins to do more of what Pods needs to maybe scale back? See, that's amazing,
Pods is
though.
In his second year, and Wiggins is in his 12th. So,
but you get the ideology behind the statement that if Wiggins had that antidote, probably would make him a better player.
And he probably
aggressive.
Wouldn't be on the Warriors because he never would have left Minnesota because he would have had 3 rings by now. All right.
2 MVPs. Oh, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Matt in Oakland.
Matty.
What's up, Matt? How you doing, my man?
Hey, fellas. Long time no speak. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. I realize 4 games a bit early, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing so far. And, I mean, Clay had to go, not so much for Clay, but we have to accept that this dynasty is over and this is a new thing. What excites me is how well Dunleavy has been doing with basically nothing. I mean, Hield, second rounder. Lindy Waters, second rounder. TJD, second rounder. Melton, second rounder. Pajinski, the 17th pick. I mean, that they're getting rotation minutes out of these alleged, whatever you want to call them, Island of Misfit Toys. This makes me think 2 things. One, I mean, as much as I like Kuminga, he's just not going to be ready. He's not. He doesn't have instincts. I like him, but, man, the idea of giving him a ton of money seems nuts. If they can get somebody slightly better and, like, clean up the rotation a bit, that'd be great. And you know what? I think they'll make the playoffs, and they're not a contention team. And I also think that Curry and Draymond are on the downside, and that is perfectly okay. We're seeing an interesting team with players who like each other, and it's just – I'm enjoying it, loving it. That's what I got.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt. So far, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing
and it's
about –
bigger than the record, too.
Well, the one thing I was thinking about with Mike Dunleavy is if – you remember Mike as a player. I'm not saying every GM has the same philosophy as they had when they were a player, but Mike Dunleavy is being the exact same kind of GM that he was as a player. And he, you know, he grew up the son of a coach. He went to Duke. He's got very... committed values to what he thinks is important in basketball. Mm. And it is, you got to know how to play. You got to fit into the team. Chemistry is important. All those kind of things. The one thing Mike Dunleavy was always criticized for was that he wasn't a star. And people wanted him to be a star, but he was never really that kind of player, even though he got drafted at number 3. But what he was a guy who knew how to play the game and fit in. And those are the kind of players that he's brought in. And now it's a matter of waiting for the possible right move that may be in front of him to take a couple players that are on this roster and get a player who maybe singularly becomes their second best player once he's added to the team. But like this team that he's put together is like the kind of version he was of a player. This is kind of the way he sees the game. It doesn't mean he doesn't want a superstar. It doesn't mean that at all. But I would argue that neither Paul George or Markkanen are superstars. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean he's not going to go try to get Giannis if Giannis is available or a great player.
Yeah.
But he's got stuff he's committed to before he has an opportunity to get a player upgrade through a trade.
Now, it's interesting because now you got me thinking about obviously any team right now in the NBA, if you want to talk or overreact, underreact. It's only four games, short sample size, right, Snotty? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is when you talk about the team Dunleavy has built and where they're at right now, I'm just asking off the cusp. You know, year one, the team, quote-unquote, when he took over, didn't make the playoffs. In a guy in his position, do you look at that as like a coach taking over a team that, hey, we got a couple years before, like Kyle took, he inherited a mess.
I don't think he inherited a mess.
Even with the Clay situation and, you know, things that he couldn't control, that's where I was double back into, like, it was a mess, not from the outside, but now I think we're finding out it was a mess inside.
I look at it the way it all came down. He took over a team after they won 44 games one year. And the next year, I don't look at it like that.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Because I think there are things outside of their control. They won more games last year. So, to me, they won two more games than 44. Well, can they win two more games than 46? That's, to me, what it's all about. It's just getting better year after year. Eli in Berkeley. What's up, Eli? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey. Talk to us.
Man, I just want to touch on Jonathan Kuminga. He's one of my favorite young players in the league, and I think that he can be really, really good. But the one thing that we know in sports, you know, speaking from experience, you know what I'm saying, as a coach and a player development, you cannot break players' confidence. And the last couple of years, they've been on the fence with Kuminga. Oh, is Kuminga going to be better than Andrew Wiggins and all of this stuff? But Kuminga is Kuminga. Some players, you have to give them a little bit of time. They drafted him a high draft pick out of the G League. And so I thought that, but the potential is there. You can see it. The size, the athleticism. He's really, really good in transition. He's good on the weak side with lobs and duck-ins. He's developed in his handle. He worked really, really hard in this offseason at being more consistent with his jump shot, being more consistent with his handles. And then his playmaking ability, we've seen it last year. He took a huge stride. And that's why he was able to get time in Steve Kerr's system, because he was being better at playmaking, being better at being patient, letting the game come to him. And I thought that sometimes when you, like, bench people, because they're in a slump or they're not making a high volume of shots, which you expect them to make, you stunt their growth. And the one thing that you have to always show and have confidence in your players. Let them, because everybody's going to go through slumps. Let them go through their slump and then let them know, encourage them, you know what, I'm still going to come to you. Don't worry about the last two shots. The next one, you're going to knock these down. Like, you know, it's stuff like that that builds confidence in players. But you don't want to stunt his growth, because we did that with James Wiseman, the number two overall pick. Now look at him. I think he tore his Achilles a couple weeks ago with Indiana Pacers. So it's just sad because we could have really used James Wiseman's skill set as a big, but we tried to turn him into a system player. These guys are basketball players. Allow them to play basketball. I don't think that you should try to put them in a box.
Let me ask you this. Did you like how Kuminga was
maximizing their talent?
Do you like how Kuminga was handled yesterday? What box would you put that in? Do you feel like that was not a good thing?
To be honest, I'm more impressed on how Kuminga handled the situation, because I stream the game because I'm a big-time Warrior fan, so I have a YouTube channel, so I stream all Warrior games. So I was really unimpressed by the move. I say, why would you start two smaller guards when you're going up against Zion and a Brandon Ingram? We need a little bit of size. I know we had Moses Moody in there, but Moses Moody is a little undersized compared to Kuminga.
Right.
And we didn't have Wiggins. So I said, let me see how this plays out, because I know you're starting Brandon Pozinski because he's a point guard, but Prozemski's three-point shooting this year has been horrendous, if we're going to keep be honest.
Yeah. No, no, Pods made some threes last night, but he hadn't made a lot of threes before that.
Yeah, he's 3-8 last night. But
I agree with everything he said about a young player stunting their growth, but here's the way I would answer it. Eli said, you don't want to stunt Jonathan Kuminga's growth. You don't want to stunt a young player's growth.
Right.
You also don't want to stunt the growth of the team. If you feel like you're appeasing one guy over the group. I'm not saying that's what the Warriors are doing.
That's what set you off early when you thought I was conveying that to you.
Yeah, I just think, what's going on with Jonathan to Kuminga? That's small potatoes, as far as I'm concerned.
But it's
it is.
Yeah.
Like, he's not been great enough to demand that Steve Kerr plays him 30 minutes a night far in 4 years. That's all I'm saying.
And I told you when the 49er Frankie would pick me up for high school, my mother would be watering the grass and I'd be primping in the mirror trying to get the hair right. She would tell him, Steinie, leave. And that's what I'm telling Kuminga and his fans. If you don't get your stuff together, this team is not going to wait for you. You're not going to have those chances. And the deeper you get and the more options they can put out there, you got to hurry up and salvage this moment.
Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today on 95.7 The Game.
If I were Camudi.
Now back to Steinie and Guru. Take it away, Steinie.
Hey, Guru, I got to tell you something. I know you weren't here, and the joke's not about you not being here. I'm going to say that right off the bat.
Evan, wow.
The one I gained an appreciation for you yesterday.
Now, listening for the little bit that I did, I would never have known that.
Just go with it for now, Guru. So, the one thing, Guru, that you are... that I admire and respect about you is your timeliness, and that when the bell rings, you come to post, as I would say.
We'll see.
Evan's in my ear saying 20 seconds just a minute ago, because we're coming back in 20 seconds.
Okay, gotcha.
And I wanted to say, what did that matter yesterday? Dude, three segments. I started the segment. He didn't come in here.
Different rules.
He was to the chair.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
had to do a minute by myself, and then he came in.
That wasn't a minute.
38 seconds.
Little Spray Thompson going on. Where were you at?
Well, I'll tell you where. Well, go ahead. Tell him where you were the one time. The guy, another clueless guy.
Oh yeah, Lucas was asking me a question. Oh, I honestly forgot what the question. It wasn't very important. But that was the one where I was legitimately late. But, all right.
Wow.
It's different when you have to start this segment and when you are in the second chair. I will say that.
So he's implemented.
What does that mean?
Meaning that I don't drive. There's a grace period for the two chair. You can kind of come in after the bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to Evan.
Okay.
Did you air him out or did you keep him?
Not till just a minute ago.
I take after the morning show.
Oh, I love you guys.
Those guys. They do three shows a day.
What you mean?
On the air, off the air, and then in between shows.
The most popular.
Love you, Shasky.
I love my man.
By the way, Shasky with a text.
Now, I didn't. Just because of you?
Well, he only texts when he hears something that he agrees with, so you probably don't get a lot of texts from him.
What did he read? Because he didn't at me.
Great take on Pods.
Great
take. Not Manu Ginobili.
Yeah, because a lot of people say Manu
professional he is. About how professional he is. That's the other thing. Until
Shasky, I gave him love too, bud.
Well, not like me. Until Pods can catch a bat in midair. Ginobili.
Boy.
Remember when he did that?
How did you not get rabies?
You know what we're talking about? You ever see that thing of Manu Ginobili?
It was real, Evan.
Google Ginobili and bat.
Well, he didn't catch it, but he swatted it.
He knocked it down.
He's the real
bat. Unlike a Pods jumper.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Nah. It's early, though. It's early.
It is kind of strange that it feels like he turns down every shot he should take and takes every shot he shouldn't take.
Oh, man. Stein, if you had to guess his three-point percentage right now, what would you say?
Pajemski?
Yeah.
Two.
That's a little high.
Like, I don't even know what he shot last night.
Just Peyton Manning. How about that? 18%. 18%.
Nowhere to go but up.
Yeah. Can't fall from the floor. But he had a last night, man. His footwork is Steve Nash like. Like, I'm like, oh, they got him. Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
What time was that? Shasky sent that to you.
Right, like, after
that's
I
bothering
said it.
Me.
It should.
But they try to kiss
try
up to
say
you.
Something that people agree with.
See, I don't placate like that.
Stiney didn't up. No, I took a car. I parked. I tell you, I can't.
You took an Uber?
No,
I
drove my car.
Dibs, I love dibs. Like, you can walk 2 miles. Don't let Evan talk you out of it.
Yeah, nothing like covering a game in a slather.
Well,
or lather.
So where'd you park?
I'm not telling you. I got a spot.
I got a free parking spot down there.
Yeah, I don't do that kind of thing. I don't take advantage like that. But I found something that was pretty affordable.
Is this the one parking meter that... Oh.
Yes. Let's just stop after parking meter. All right.
It's dude, like 50 cents an hour. Because I park at the...
Let me go this ahead. Is a short segment, so you made a reference to it last... I told you the story. So I'm walking... This was embarrassing. So I'm walking down in the second half courtside, and a gentleman who listens to the show comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?"
This is why you're being so nice to Pods.
I said, hey, man, how you doing? I was like, hey, what's going on? I said, hey, Mr. Pajemski, how you doing? And because I'd met Brandon's father last year. And I don't know, how you doing? And he looked a little, I got to tell you, I really like your show, you and Guru. I was like, thanks. I said, boy, but I know Brandon got a little upset with me last year.
You said this to him.
He still looks a little like, okay, what are you talking about? And I'm like, last year in the spring when the Warriors weren't going very well and the Giants had just signed Blake Snell, you know, I said I'd rather go see a Giants game than a Warrior game.
So you're confessing.
Brandon was kind of upset, I heard. And he goes, yeah, I'm Coach Peter Diebenbrock.
Oh, boy.
I coach Jeremy Lin at Powley High School. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You're not Mr. Pajemski.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, hey, how's Jeremy doing?
Dude.
He said, Jeremy's still in Taiwan.
John
playing.
Sally.
Jeremy Lin's still playing. And then I said, well, Peter, let me tell you. I tell people all the time, Jeremy Lin, one of the toughest players I've ever seen play in our league. Guy was tough as nails, Jeremy Lin.
Do you think, and I'm going to give love to the toughest
so anyway,
guy.
Hey, Coach Diebenbrock. Apologize for last night, so but thank you for coming up.
He walked
loves the
away
show.
Thinking you thought he was Pod's dad, or are you still kind of thinking?
No, you
confessed.
He did it in a great way. He did like I would have been like,
get away?
I'm not Pod's dad.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm Coach.
Did you run into Mr. Pod?
I didn't.
Okay,
maybe he is mad at me because I said I'd rather see Blake Snell pitch an inning and a third.
No, toughest guy to ever play in the league. That not no big Maurice Lucas or Shaq guy. Allen Iverson.
Okay, that's your opinion. It's your opinion.
How did he just have that button ready? Did you hear AI?
Practice. Everybody's got that button ready.
Probably Draymond.
Draymond was good last. That was my rattle.
Draymond was completely nondescript.
He never let the fact that my boy was putting the shoulder in him rerun.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm Zion. I got Zionitis. I could watch him just play. And I know he had the turnovers. But Draymond just kept... Yeah. Pushing. He was like, okay, you score. Let's go.
12 for 17.
Let's go.
It's like when you said, Julius Randle stinks. And I'm like, he's 13 for 17 tonight. Remember when you misread that game?
Remember when you fell for the cheese? You bit. It's like a bad cornerback. You bit. Oh, speaking of which, thoughts and prayers to Mooney Ward and his family. On losing his daughter, that's tragic.
Yeah, we found out about that yesterday.
Yeah, no
on the
doubt
air.
About it. That hurt all of us. So, thoughts and prayers to the Ward family.
Yeah, Man. Charvarius Ward's one-year-old daughter passed yesterday, and he let everybody know on Instagram. Prayers up.
Puts it all in perspective.
Can't imagine, quite frankly. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get back into some Warriors. They win 124-106. They're 3-1. They got one more game tonight against the Pelicans before they head out on the road to play the Houston Rockets on a five-game trip. How are you feeling, Warrior fans? This team's 3-1, and they look like they've got a good vibe going. Do you think it can last, or do you think... Cool your jets. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.